This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I just want to welcome everyone. If we haven't yet met, I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful. And UCLA Mindful is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. So just really happy to be with all of you to see some faces and some names. And today we're going to practice mindfulness. And I like to define mindfulness, as I always say, as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So there's lots of ways to practice mindfulness, right? There are ways of practicing mindfulness where we really focus our mind, and some of you are quite familiar with that. It's often the kind of typical meditation I offer here, where we start with finding what we call our anchor, our home base in our body. Usually it's our breathing in our abdomen, chest, or nose. Some people, they listen to the sounds as their home base, their anchor. And some people do sensations in their body, changing sensations in their body. So the anchor in meditation is when we think of a ship throws out an anchor, and that helps it from being tossed and turned by the waves. An anchor in meditation keeps us from being tossed and turned in our mind, right? So having something that really focuses us is helpful. So that's a focused awareness kind of practice. There are other practices that are also mindfulness practices that allow us to not simply notice one thing and get focused, but also to notice a variety of things happening in our experience. And so we played with that some in previous weeks of how do we notice what else is happening. And there's meditations that where we can be paying attention to multiple things happening. And then there are other meditations that really focus us. And of course, if you've been practicing for some time, you know there are whole other categories of meditations, like meditations that cultivate kindness or quality of the heart. There's visualization meditation. There's many, many ways of practicing. And you can think of meditation like a big category, like sports. Sports is a huge category. There's hundreds and hundreds of types of sports. There's maybe not hundreds and hundreds of types of meditations, but there's a lot of meditations. And we're focusing with mindfulness on meditations that cultivate awareness. So today we're going to do something I sometimes do it at the beginning of the meditation called a three-center check-in. And a three-center check-in is where we're not focusing only on our breathing, but we're paying attention to what we can think of as the three core aspects of ourselves. So one is our body. We'll be noticing what kind of body sensations are present. Then we'll notice what's happening in our emotions, our heart, and then we'll notice what's happening in our mind. And so it's like a three-centered check-in. We're checking in on body, heart, mind. And we'll do this in a way that what we're trying to do is bring awareness to and kindness to whatever it is we're experiencing. And this is a great practice to do just like 3 minutes of this practice. We're going to do a longer version because we have time today, but that doing just 3 minutes of this practice can be really useful, right? When you just want to get a sense of like, how are things? What's happening right now? How's my body? How's my emotions? What's happening in my mind? Okay, I am present. So let's explore this as we, and also see that there are, again, different ways to practice mindfulness. You don't have to just focus on your breathing. You can open up to a variety of experiences. All right, so let's settle back and get comfortable and finding a posture that works for you. And all of us are practicing at home, so we may be practicing in different parts of our home, or we might be at work, or wherever you are is totally fine as long as you have a little space and privacy. And Some of you might be sitting on a cushion on the floor. Some of you might be on a desk chair or a couch. Some of you may be on a bed. It's all fine. If you're on a bed, I recommend propping yourself upright. But if you have an injury or some need for lying down meditation, that's possible too. If you're seated on a chair, couch, feet on the floor, back upright, but not too rigid or tight. Hands resting where they are comfortable. And your eyes can be closed, but you don't have to close your eyes. So a lot of people find it very helpful to meditate with their eyes closed. If you'd like to keep them open, you can do so, but have them looking downward so you're not too distracted. And let's begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. As you take these breaths, see if you can turn your attention from the outer world to the inner world. Wherever you've been today, and we're on different time zones, so it's different times of the day. It might be the end of the day or the middle of the day or even beginning of the day for some of you. But you may be kind of already preoccupied with the day, and this meditation is an opportunity to come inward. So with the breath, just inviting us to let go of the outer world and come to the inner world and see what's here. And see if you can do that with awareness and kindness for yourself. So I'll be directing you towards those two things, awareness and kindness, in this meditation. And we'll start with probably what's the most obvious for people, which is our physical experience. So turn your attention to your body and notice what's present for you. And really, anything could be happening, right? Your body might feel heavy, light, might be vibrating, tingling, moving. There might be discomfort. There might be pain. There might be pleasurable sensation. There might be warmth, coolness. What do you notice when you turn your attention directly into your body? And so we're just bringing this quality of curiosity into our body because things are changing all the time. So oftentimes we think of our body as it's just one thing, but actually, when you bring mindful awareness to your body, you discover there's a whole host of sensations that are changing. So, see what grabs your attention. There might be something very obvious to you, especially if you have pain, for instance. It might be very strong. And if you do have pain, I want to encourage you to be very gentle and just notice it for a little bit and maybe find some part of your body that doesn't have pain. And then you can go back and forth and see if you can soften around the pain. And just see what grabs your attention. Maybe it's little tiny sensations that keep changing. So it's like you kind of jump around in your mind from sensation to sensation. Maybe what you're noticing is one strong sensation that's really captured your attention. And if so, then go to that and feel it. And if there's a strong sensation, also notice what happens to it as you notice it. Does it get stronger? Does it get weaker? Does it grow, shrink, stay the same? Just being with whatever the experiences of this human body, we're feeling it. We're not thinking about the body so much like, oh, what is it like from the outside? It's like it's an internal knowing. So moving from the outer world to the inner world and being there with curiosity and willingness to be with what is, openness. And breathe. And if something feels intense in your body, you can soften around it. You can breathe. And notice if it's interesting. Like, oh, okay, there's this sensation, that sensation. Just playing with this first check-in into our body. If your mind wanders away, bring it back. Back into sensation that we are aware of with kindness. Letting whatever is here be here. There's not something you're supposed to be experiencing, it's just whatever is true for you in this moment. And let's take a breath and let go of that and shift our attention to our heart area, our chest area, to tune into what's happening emotionally for us right in this moment. What do you notice when you bring your attention right there? Maybe it's the center of your chest. Maybe you're feeling emotion somewhere else, like in your stomach, face. Maybe there's some irritation or sadness or excitement or joy or fear, anxiety. See if you can let whatever is here be here. It's part of our humanness. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing you're supposed to be feeling. And that includes that you may not be feeling anything in particular. It's often very common for people. It's just I'm feeling neutral. So notice if that's the case. You might even explore if you want to for fun. What does neutral feel like? How do I know that in my experience? Noticing the emotional level, what's happening in our heart, allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. And breathing in the same principle as with the, if you're feeling some physical pain, if maybe your heart feels aching in some way, a little breath can be helpful. Some kindness, letting it be as you are. And knowing that if you have any of these emotions that I mentioned, like you're anxious or you're sad or you're angry or whatever, it's nothing, it's not that something is wrong. It is likely a response to something that's happening in your life. And just to allow it to be here with awareness and with compassion for yourself. Oh. And if it's an intense emotion, sometimes it's helpful to say, put a hand on your chest. Or maybe a hand on your cheek, or both hands. And that even works if you're having physical pain, to put a hand on the place that is painful, just to soothe. So if it's soothing, try it. If it's not soothing, or it's annoying, or you don't like it, or whatever, just don't do it. Being with whatever emotion is here. Exactly as you are. And I And taking another breath. And then let's shift our attention to our mental activity. So now what is happening? What do you notice in your mind? Now this one's kind of the hardest to do because it's the least concrete. So an emotion, you might feel something like a heaviness in your chest or a tightness in your belly, and physical sensations are, that's obvious. But sometimes thoughts, they're just like, there's some people hear thoughts, some people see thoughts, some people just sense something. So we can notice, like, what is in my mind? Where is my mind? Is it here? Is it present? Am I thinking about something that I've been thinking about all day that I just can't get off my mind? Am I planning? Am I remembering? Am I imagining? And it's even possible to use some labels, like you can actually say planning, remembering, imagining, fantasizing, worrying. Or you can just use a general label like thinking. So because noticing our thoughts is so, you know, ineffable in a way, like it's just, or it's just not concrete, right? It's not that palpable. Just by giving it a label helps you to recognize it. So you can play with that. What happens if you notice thinking, planning, planning, imagining? What's happening in my mind? See if you can let whatever is here be here. Not trying to fight it, problematize it. It's just what's happening. You can also notice qualities of your mind. Is your mind sleepy? Is it alert? Is it restless? Is it present? Is there something that's obvious to you? There are interesting meditation practices where people notice their thoughts, and that's the only thing they notice. They don't pay attention to their breathing or body sensations or emotions, just like just on the level of thought, noticing thought after thought. And it's hard to do, but it's kind of fun if you want to play with that. Of course, sometimes when you're told to notice your thoughts, that makes it hard. So just have some fun with this. Be light here. So at this point, I'm going to give you some options. You can continue on playing with one of these domains, these areas, these centers. So if you really enjoyed noticing the changing sensations, go from sensation to sensation, or stay with one sensation. Notice if it grows or shrinks or what happens to it. Maybe it feels really live for you in the area of emotions and you want to really stay and bring kindness and care to yourself for the emotions. Maybe you're interested in noticing mental activity and how the mind works and how thoughts come and go. Can you catch a thought at the beginning, the middle, or the end of the thought? So, or you may find that you want to explore all three of those, like they kind of switch over between them. Sometimes it's a thought, then it's a body sensation, then it's an emotion. So it's up to you now to discover how you want to be present with yourself. When you lose attention or focus, that's fine. It's normal. Just notice that's happened and then return to that center you've been checking out, center that you've been aware of, that domain. And if for some of you this feels like, I don't really, it's too much, too hard, just go back to your breathing. Find your breath rising, falling, or in, out. Stomach or chest rising and falling. Or the air moving through your nose, and just staying with it. And then your attention wanders and you bring it back to that. So you have lots of options today and see what you're drawn to. I'm going to be quiet for the next period of time. in this last minute of meditation. I just invite you to kind of see where you landed, like where are you right now? What's happening in body, heart, mind? See again if you can just let this whole thing be here, let this whole humanness that you are in this moment be here as it is, as you are, taking a breath. And offering some kindness to yourself. Whatever way makes sense to you, just a little bit of care. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Just taking a moment to come back in the room and see where you are. Thank you so much for practice. It's really fun to do it on Zoom. I like it when we have a chance to do it every now and then. I'm going to make a few announcements. And we're going to post some things in the chat that some upcoming programs with UCLA Mindful. So there's always our app, UCLA Mindful, where we post all of these, plus I give talks on Wednesday nights or other people do. And we have talks, we have meditations, we have 17 different languages. It's all on on our UCLA Mindful app. Upcoming programs, we do have, if anybody is motivated to do it's like a 5-day retreat at Big Bear Center, which is outside of Los Angeles, a couple hours. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to do a deep, deep dive into your meditation practice and to get to hang out with us and have great food. And it's a lovely opportunity. And then I have a class starting next week. September 9th, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, where I'm teaching over 12 weeks, but it's every other week, kind of the fundamentals of how we practice meditation. Do we practice in a focused way? Do we open up to our inner experience? How do we practice in a spacious, relaxed, wide open way? And just the mechanics of meditation. And it should be pretty interesting if you haven't ever studied that with me. So I think we're going to put all that stuff into the chat. And otherwise, next week we'll also be online. Allison will be here guiding you, and I will stay on for a little while in case anybody wants to say hello or had questions. But otherwise, I'll see you anyway. Great to see you and see your faces and your names. And every now and then we get to do this like in this format. And I know you're out there. I know you're definitely out there when I'm sitting up in the Hammer Museum. I'm like thinking of you all out there as well. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.